fine weather is predicted. The rail is out 5,1200 to the 400 through the remainder. A penetrometer 5.45. We are working off of a good four for racing today. Of course, the last meeting, the rail was in the true position. Warren Huntley is with us to preview. How are you, Warren?
I'm great, thanks, Nat.
What are your thoughts on this program today?
Look, it's a typical probably Monday fare, I would suggest. I get a bit keener later on in the day. Might play a running double in the first half of the program, try and get a bit of a bank. But I think it's a day where we've got to tread a little bit warily, but I do get keener later on.
OK, well, let's have a look at race one, 2100 metre 58, and we've got number one, Kapow, at four, Skyfire at $1.80, Erectors at $4.60, Tailored at $5.50.
Not going to get many better races to get another win on the board for Skyfire. Close after celebrating the anniversary of him taking on Winks in the Turnbull Stakes, he might be able to win a benchmark 58 over 2100 metres at Kilmore. I think he's going as well as he can be going at this stage of his preparation. Probably a little bit below expectations, but the race got a bit away from him last start. But his runs in 64 grade in recent times are just good enough for him to be the one to beat here. He should get a nice run from the draw. Bit of a quirky track, Kilmore, and he is a winner here over this trip. So I think that's a positive also for two, Skyfire. Head of one, Kapow. He was okay winning a high weight race a couple of starts ago, maiden grade, maybe fitter for the run up in distance last start. Three, Erector, should be at peak fitness now. When he is hard and fit in this greater race, he might be able to make his own luck and give a sight. And four, Tailored, next best. Looks a good race for Skyfire. 2, 1, 3, 4.
Two from 1, 3, and 4. We go over to race two. This is another maiden high weight, 2100. We've got number three, De Deputy, at 225. Down to True Gent at 370. And the Banana Stand is at 370.
Yeah, they're the three horses probably worth mentioning, Nards. But gee, I think True Gent was unlucky. Just had to do a bit of ducking and weaving last start and arguably should have been out of maiden grade. And I don't think there should be as much between them in the market. I don't have a lot between numbers 6 and 3. I actually put 6 ahead of 3, Dar Deputy, who took a while to balance up but was really strong to the line. Synthetic track at Kilmore last start, 1900 up to 2100 metres suits. And importantly, the blinkers go on today. The Banana Stand's been a constant in these type of races for a while now. She'll run well again. And 5, Mishmash, might be next best, probably less convictions than most. And his runs in his last couple of starts are better than they look on paper. 6, 3, 9, 5.
So we go 6 from 3, 9, and 5. The third is the Fillies and Mares Maiden, 1450. Take out 5, 9, 10, and also the 14. We've got number 2, Bonbon, 650. Lope de Field at 6. 354, Zuforia. Miss Ladybird's at $2.90.
Tight enough for Miss Ladybird. I'm just hoping can just settle a little bit closer here, Nance. She sort of took a while to balance up last start. And interestingly, the full set of earmuffs have come off now, and just the pre-race, the red earmuffs will go on today. I think she's going well enough, and if she can hold a spot from that draw, she might be able to be in a position poised to pounce when they come down that hill and turn into the home straight. 8 ahead of 7, Zuforia, who's a good talent. She was pretty solid to the line in a strong race last start. Pop's going to need a little bit of luck from the draw, but might be able to roll forward now with that run under the belt. 4, Lope de Field, was okay last start, building to a win in a maiden, but I just thought there might be a little bit more depth to this race. And the blinkers go on to Bonbon. If she can begin cleanly, she's the one that's a little bit over the odds. She just hasn't had any luck of late, and if she can hold a spot with the blinkers on, she can be competitive this grade. 8, 7, 4, 2.
8 from 7, 4, and 2 in race number 3. We go over to the 4th. This is a maiden over 1,100. Take out 2, 6, 7, 8. 12 and the 15. We've got number 5, Sunquest at 350, Invincible Kate at 850, 334 to Layla, and then we're down to Tycoon Gina at $3.60.
Yeah, it's not hard to find some races on Sunquest CV that say he's better than maiden grade. Interestingly now, he's resuming here as a gelding. The blinkers and the tongue tie come off. A recent jump out at Flemington, it was the day they had the jump outs down the straight. He was in the jump outs around the circle from the 2,000 metre mark, and in the quickest of those jump outs, he ran really well. So he might get his maiden out of the way today, number 5, Sunquest. Ahead of 10, Parlayla, who perhaps had excuses first up, but all her runs to date have been full of merit. 3, Peddler. Recent jump out was good for the Andrew Noblet stable. Really strong to the line there. Probably wants a bit further than 1,100, but look for Peddler to be running on strongly. And 13, Tycoon Gina. Emergency that gains a start has jumped out okay to resume. 5, 10, 3, 13.
We look at race 5 over the 1,600. Take out runners 4, 10 and the 13. We've got number 6, Curia at 270. 5 for Paris Gem. Replay is at $4.40.
Not a lot of confidence in this race, now, but I'm going to go with one that's not in the top three or four in the market, in number two, Garangatang, who was solid enough to the line last start, 1,300 to 1,600 metres on that occasion, so entitled to be fitter with that run under the belt. Swap the winkers for the blinkers here, and the run behind Jidar, the start before, albeit all these runs have been at big odds, but from a low-profile stable, I just think he's flying under the radar to some extent. Seven-year-old Entire, so obviously shown something for connections to persevere, and I think strikes a pretty modest race. Number two, Garangatang, ahead of nine, Replay, who was solid enough riding the speed last start and may be the leader here, can give a sight under those circumstances. From different form lines across the border, Korea was okay first up, will be fitter with that run under the belt, and eight, Paris Gem, maps well. It's a limited race and should get every chance. 2, 9, 6, 8.
So 2 from 9, 6, and 8. We then go to race 6 over the 1,200 for fillies and mares, and there are no scratchings. Number 1, Lovers Great, 4.20. Stylish Missile, 2.25. Uptown Gal at 5.50. Lorraine's Honour at 6, and then you've got Cheeky Reward at 7.50.
Lovers Great got into a very suitable race last start at Mowi in the Heat of the Rising Star Series, and Melissa Julius handled her really well there. It was quite a dominant win. Different scenario here, but she's going well. I've got her just ahead of Stylish Missile, who's consistent, but if you took the short odds last start, you're entitled to be disappointing. I couldn't really find any real excuses there, but perhaps one of those days where you forgive a horse a below-par performance. 4 Uptown Gal, doesn't win out of turn, but another one that's well graded here, anything like her best form, but I thought that in a similar race at Sale a couple of starts ago, and she didn't have the best of luck, but that's her lot in life, and maybe 5 Lorraine's on a one, who's still on the up this preparation with only one run under the belt. That was a solid performance, and draws the inside barrier. 1, 3, 4, 5.
1 from 3, 4, and 5. We then go to race 7. This is over 1,600. No scratchings. We've got number 2, Dry Biscuit, 9.550 for Vainglorious. 7 for Arthurian. Halen Rouge is at $4 and 3.40 for See What She Brings.
I thought Dry Biscuit was as good a chance as anything in an even race, Nance, and for that reason was a bit over the odds. Had the two runs recently at 1,400 metres, gets up to 1,600 metres here. I've mentioned it's a bit of a quirky track, and Dry Biscuit is a winner here, which is a positive. So I'm going to go with number 2, Dry Biscuit, ahead of 8, Halen Rouge, who didn't have the... Those numbers are wrong, Nance. Pardon me. I've certainly got Dry Biscuit on top, but I've actually got some incorrect numbers there that I've posted. I've gone with Dry Biscuit, just looking at the notes that I've got here. 2, Dry Biscuit, ahead of 7, Arthurian, who was solid to the line last start. 9, See What She Brings, and 8, Halen Rouge, next best. I've gone with 2 ahead of 7, 9, and 8.
2 from 7, 9, and 8 in race number 7. And then we go over to race 8. This is a 1450 benchmark 58. In this race, you can take out runners 4, 9, 12, and also the 14. We've got number 1, Stornoway at 5.50. Freedom's at 5.50. The Jenner at 9.50. 8.50 for Booze Free. And then we're looking at Jidar, who is a $2 chance.
Happy to take the short odds, Jidar. Now, she looks to be the one that's destined to go to better grade than this. Lightly raced 3-year-old filly now in the Hayes and Dabney stable, but she was really good to the line, ridden patiently, and she's going to need some solid tempo up front here because she was patiently ridden first up to win over 1,300 metres, but she had a bit on them there, and she can go to 58 grade here, watch it all unfold. There looks to be good speed in the race and can really find the line strongly. I've gone with Jidar clearly ahead of, I thought number 1, Stornoway, comes through some reasonable form lines, just needs a bit of luck from the draw. Booze Free maps well, was a good run last start, and V Jenner freshened up back a little bit in distance, maybe can just roll forward from that draw. But I think number 10 stands out here. 10, 1, 8 and 5.
10 from 1, 8 and 5. And what's your best roughy quaddie in your play of the day?
Best clearly race 8, number 10, Jidar Nards. We'll have to be patient there. And patient also for the best value. Race 7, number 2, Dry Biscuit, the best value for me. For the quaddie, first leg, 2, 3, 6, 8 and 9. Second leg, 1, 3, 4 and 5. Third leg, 2, 4, 7, 8 and 9. And home with just number 10 only. I'm going to play a running double in races 2 and 3 to have a bit of interest in the first half of the program. First leg, race 2, numbers 3 and 6. Into race 3, numbers 7 and 8.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Warren.
Thanks, Dad.
Warren Huntley and his preview of the meeting from Kilmore. It's now 18 to 11.